This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is pleasant, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, making it a lovely evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia expects coordinated attacks by Houthis and Iraqi militias, according to an official speaking earlier this hour with the Jerusalem Post. Also, Houthis have killed at least 45 soldiers in Yemen, marking the deadliest attack since the 2022 ceasefire, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, Saudi Arabia is on high alert, anticipating attacks by Iran, the Houthis, and Iraqi militias, according to Mariv. Separately, Donald Trump remarked that he believes the situation with Iran will resolve soon, as reported by Walla just a short time ago. And finally, a hearing in Australia is examining the drivers of antisemitism and extremism, as covered by the Australian Jewish News earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Iraqi counterterrorism service forces have deployed to Baghdad's Green Zone amid concerns of imminent attacks. Political commentator Kyle Griffin reported that a DC judge has dismissed the felony charge against former Olympian Davy Hearn, who was accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool. Reuters correspondent Phil Stewart noted from earlier today that Saudi Arabia is bracing for possible coordinated attacks on civilian and economic sites, supervised by Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Saudi Arabia's heightened alert, the kingdom expects imminent attacks from both the north and south by Iraqi militias and Yemen's Houthis. This follows the movement of drones and missiles, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The situation could escalate tensions in the region, affecting energy supplies and security. Turning to Yemen. Earlier today, Iran-backed Houthis launched a deadly strike, killing at least 45 soldiers in government military camps. Ynet highlights this as the most severe escalation since the 2022 ceasefire. The attack raises concerns over renewed conflict in the region, potentially destabilizing the fragile peace. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's alert over potential coordinated assaults by regional forces ties back to Iran's involvement. Mariv reports that Riyadh has issued threats of retaliation should any attack occur. Such developments could strain diplomatic relations further in the Middle East. In other news, former U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about the Iranian situation. According to Walla, he stated that Iran cannot sustain its current path for much longer. This perspective could influence international diplomatic strategies. Finally, in Australia, a hearing is underway examining the roots of antisemitism and extremism. The Australian Jewish News indicates that this includes religious and far-right ideologies. The findings may lead to policy changes to combat rising extremism. On the economic front, first, autonomous vehicles are becoming more common on roads, according to CTEC. These cars can perceive and plan with precision, but experts say they need more common sense for safer integration. Separately, Mariv Business reports that former Deputy Minister Abir Kara criticized the misuse of class action lawsuits. He claims legal loopholes are exploited to file numerous lawsuits against small businesses. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the latest tech innovations. Among them are gadgets designed to eliminate insect bites, showcasing the newest in summer product launches. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.